Now, I've just been joined by, now, is it Perry Cameron? Cameron Perry? Because I've got the paperwork through and it said, I'm pretty sure it's Cameron, isn't it?
Yes, Cameron.
How are you, Cameron?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're on the 4Ps course this week, bit of work experience. How are you finding it so far?
It's a bit interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're interested because it'd be a really long day if you weren't. You turn up and it'd be bored. Now, do you have an interest in radio music at all?
Yeah, I have an interest in. I have a really large passion for music because as you see, I sing a lot. I have a massive passion for singing.
Okay, so are you in a band at the moment?
No, I'm not in a band, but I feel. Like in September, I'm gonna start Platform One. So when I start that, I could join a band. You never know what could happen.
Platform One, they've been around for years, and strangely enough, they used to be in this studio 18, maybe 19 years ago, and they've moved up to the college. And they do a lot of good work. And I know they've got like a waiting list for people to go out there and join bands and so on and so forth. But they always sort of end up, I don't know, putting people together and creating bands, which is really good. So if they're looking for a lead singer, that's you. Do you play any instruments as well?
I used to play the guitar. Like when I was in primary school, but...
But not anymore?
But not anymore.
No, you haven't picked it up since primary school?
No, because I've been trying to get lessons, but at school, like, I've never got anywhere with getting guitar lessons.
Maybe when you go back to, up to Platform One, they'll inspire you to get the guitar out again.
Yeah.
So what sort of music do you like yourself?
Yeah, I like loads of different genres of music, like hip-hop, pop, a bit of rock, and a tiny bit of rap in there.
Okay. Artists that you like to follow?
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Okay. Bands that I like. I used to like JLS, but then they broke up.
Okay. Now, one of your friends out there, he's... Because I know you're in the process of sorting out a lunchtime social debate for Thursday. Yeah. And one of them hasn't gone to the festival, but you went to the festival, so you wanted to talk about the festival. So you went last week.
Yeah.
What was the highlight for you?
Queen. They were really good.
They were awesome. Absolutely awesome. Anybody else that rocked it for you?
Busted.
We saw Busted and we left early.
They were amazing.
Oh, really?
It was right at the front.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you did you have a look at the footage over the weekend because it was on Sky Arts? Did you see yourself?
Yeah, when I was watching Busted, I did see myself. It was
on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Oh wow! How cool is that? So there you are. Has anybody said to you, "Oh, I saw you on the TV"?
And my mum said, and I'm like, Cameron, you're on the TV. And I'm like, what?
How great is that? So you, like your colleagues, have got your mock exams coming up in a couple of weeks' time or in the next couple of weeks. And you're really looking forward to it, aren't you?
No.
Which one are you dreading?
English.
English. It's funny that I think it was Jacob that said he's dreading English as well. And I think Alfie said he was dreading maths. So you're all dreading an exam of sorts. Do you know what you want to do when you finally leave school and college? You have any idea?
I don't know. Right.
I just want to let you into a little secret, all right? When I was your age, I didn't know either. So it's all right to say, I don't know. Maybe sometimes you should just say, look, I don't know. Don't ask me, because you probably didn't know yourself. Because honestly, I didn't know what I wanted to do. If there was anything that you could, you know, really, you know, I'm guessing you'd be a singer.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to be, a singer? All right, well, keep hold of that dream, because never lose sight of any dreams, because the people that stand in your way are you.
Yeah.
Because if you tell yourself, I can't do it, don't tell yourself you can do it. Tell yourself you can do it, and I'm sure you can achieve anything you want
to
achieve.
When people say, like, you can't do something, that just motivates you to do it more.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Use that. Use that motivation. Now, is there what sort of TV stuff do you watch? If you could see this now, listener, he's now sat back in the chair and relaxed a little bit. And it's a bit like, when you first came in, you were like flapping your arms and you were very nervous and you had that quivery thing going on in your face. And there you go, into the interview, you're relaxed now, the shoulder's gone down, you've actually slouched in the chair and now you're chilled. So what sort of stuff do you watch on TV?
Wrestling.
Really? What, WWE?
Yeah.
Who Do you know what? I laugh because my son got me... Well, I was into it, first of all, and then I sort of grew up a little bit. And then he started getting into it as a child, and I had to kind of watch it again, and it became a big thing in our house. So I haven't seen it since he's kind of, you know, left home. He's 21 this year. So we probably haven't been into the wrestling for about 4 or 5 years. Is The Undertaker still around?
Rarely.
Okay, who's the big cheese at the moment then? Do you know who the champion is at the moment?
Yeah, I do.
Go on, who is it? It's a secret, is it?
So Seth Rollins.
All right, never heard of him.
He's a new wrestler.
All right, okay. And you, do you watch it every... Because it was split into two, wasn't it? It was WWE, yeah. And it was Raw, and it was... what was the other thing?
SmackDown.
Do they still do that?
Yeah.
And you're into it, and you watch it every week?
Yeah.
Without fail?
Yeah.
Okay, you're there, whatever happens. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to you. Have you ever thought about doing wrestling yourself?
No.
Because you're quite a tall guy, aren't you? I think you'd be a good wrestler.
I'd get killed.
I'm sure you wouldn't. Hey, look, we're going to take a little break musically up to the news, and then we're going to get you guys in to be a part of the lunchtime social debate today. Uh-huh. All right? Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay.